All right, good morning. We are coming up here a few seconds away from 8:10 on the Mighty 690. Time for our Ask the Expert segment once again. And we have Charles Skank back in the saddle after a Thanksgiving and everything. So how are you doing, Charles?
I'm doing great. James, it's a wonderful day.
Absolutely. Beautiful day outside. It's going to be a real nice one. So, hey, what is our verse of the day?
It is Psalm 139, verse 10. It says, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Psalm 139, 10 and 11.
All right, very good. Thank you for that, Charles. So how was your Thanksgiving? How was spend time with family, all that good stuff?
It was wonderful. We have an annual get-together with my mom's side of the family, the Shapers, and there's about 100 people, and we just had a great food, great
time. That's awesome. Well, you have to do
discussion.
A buffet for that. You can't all sit around the table.
No, that's for sure. And thankfully, we have a larger facility where we go to and get to see each other. And
nice.
People stay all night there, and it's just a wonderful time. Starts Thursday evening and ends later Friday. So
well, that's really cool. And you know, we unfortunately, for whatever reason, don't see as many of those kind of family reunions that people would have, you know, out in the park or that sort of thing, and rent a place or something. So I think that's great to keep that alive, and that's something the kids will, you know, maybe they might not appreciate it now, but they're gonna remember it, and they're really gonna appreciate it down the road.
Yeah, they really look forward to it. Get to see cousins that from out of state, and have a really good time.
Nice. Well, my Thanksgiving was a little smaller than that, but I did go to Wichita, got to see my folks and everything. So we had four pies, so I think, so all sorts of different options there. So that was good. And then on this Saturday, it was kind of a weird when, you know, when we break the week up like this and have a longer weekend, or, you know, we were back here on Friday and Saturday for work. But kind of spur of the moment, I had my old boss from the missile silo in Arkansas. It was an Airbnb that I worked at. Him and his wife, they woke up Saturday morning. They said, oh, we want to go do something. So they decided to drive to Kansas City by way of Coffeyville. So they stopped by and we had a visit. They came by the radio station. We went out for dinner, and then they kept on going north to Kansas City. So it was really fun.
That's very cool. Yeah. That's very cool.
Sure. Anything else that popped up as you think about Thanksgiving and the long weekend?
Well, I want to say that I'm super thankful for our clients, and that's the only way that I'm able to do what I do is because of our clients. And my dad's very good at expressing thanks about this as well, and it's very near and dear to our heart is our clients, their well-being, and we do not take their loyalty for granted. They're deeply appreciated, and that's been on my mind this Thanksgiving as well.
Well, that's a really good point, because we get lost in the pies and the food of this world. And, you know, it really is, you know, we want to step back and give thanks. And, you know, even at the radio station, we're so thankful for, you know, all the advertisers, because we wouldn't be here without them. So it really, you know, it takes all these pieces working together to make this work. So, yeah, I think, you know, you're providing just a wonderful service for all our listeners. And like I was saying off air, we've had some folks ask about, you know, your number and your service, and people call in and ask for that. So I think it's just a wonderful thing we have. So
that's great. Well, thanks. Sounds like a small way to express a big feeling that I have.
It really
is for our listeners and for our clients.
Yeah, no, I think it's just wonderful. And we do want to take a moment to step back this whole season, you know, as we go into Christmas and everything. It's just a time of introspection, I think.
It is.
So as we go, speaking of, you know, Christmas and all things, I mean, people are getting decorations up, and that means December is almost here, and open enrollment deadline is coming up. It's hard to believe just in a few days.
It is.
So what do we need to know as we get closer to that December 7th deadline?
Yeah, AEP or Medicare season is wrapping up, and I'm sure there's people out there that have not done anything yet. And maybe you told yourself at the beginning of the season, I don't need to do anything. The plan that I have works just fine, and I've got along just fine without changing it for the past X amount of years. But premiums tend to go up over time, and the plan that you're on has probably increased what you're paying per month. And the great news is we can evaluate that coverage and very possibly get you more efficient coverage. And so it's a good idea every year to call us. We can sit down, we can review the coverage that you're, the medication that you're on, the doctors that you use, all these different things, and make sure that you're in the most cost-efficient, cost-effective coverage possible. And these companies count on people doing nothing. They like that because then they can just rack up another price increase, a price hike on your coverage, and you just pay it again for another 12 months and don't say anything. And so it keeps them competitive when you shop it around every year. And that's what we help our clients do.
And that is a good reminder, you know, just like I always kind of think of a cable bill, you know, they're always kind of ticking that up just a little bit and it's buried somewhere in those fees. And we don't really know. We're just like, well, oh, I guess I'll pay it. But it is important to go in and look at, because you guys, you know, they're, like we've talked about earlier, there's all these different plans, but you're able to go out and find the companies that offer the best price for all the plans. The plans are the same, right?
That's right.
A, B, C, et cetera, all these different numbers.
Right. So Medicare supplements, there's a plan F, plan G, plan N, et cetera. And those plans are standardized. So a plan G with company XYZ is the same as company as ABC. It's identical coverage. And so if you can go from XYZ company to ABC company, there's times where we save people over $100 a month, even $200 a month, by keeping the exact same coverage, but getting it from a different company and saving lots of money.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is we live in the 21st century and people are not only, you know, they might be looking online for different Medicare options. And they might come across you guys even online. Maybe they've heard the ads, that sort of thing. They Google Skank Insurance. And we've got a number of Google reviews up here. And thankfully, you know, I don't see any bad reviews, which is good. but people see different opinions on there. And what should they do if, you know, they see some of these opinions here on Google?
So I would encourage our listeners that are on the fence. They've heard about us. They've heard me talk and maybe just haven't picked up the phone. Go to Google, type in Skank Insurance, S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance, and you can read what people are saying about us. There's, and in their own words, these are our clients that are giving their feedback and giving their opinion about our services. And it's very meaningful. And it's something I'm very appreciative of.
And that's great. You know, I'm just scrolling through some of these and they are just, you know, I see nothing but positive comments. And I'm sure you've gotten a lot since you've had maybe some new folks through the door because of open enrollment and that sort of thing. How's your calendar looking for as we head to December 7th?
So it is still very busy.
Sure.
But we still have time. And we have three agents that are actually four agents that are ready to talk, that are ready to help. And while our calendar is filling up, we still have slots available and still have places to fill.
And people are, you know, busy. We kind of like to know how long things will take. I'm sure it depends on each individual situation, but maybe what's kind of an average time that you book people for just so they know how long the appointment may take?
30 minutes is usually the max that we need. Many times it can be a little shorter than that, but 30 minutes within that time frame, we can get everything done that needs to be done.
And what should we bring? You know, if people still need to review their Medicare, what items should we have with them?
Their Medicare card, any current insurance coverage that they have, Medicare supplement, drug plan card, Medicare Advantage card, whatever ID cards that you have with your current insurance, bring those and we can evaluate your coverage and see how we can better improve what you have.
Excellent. Very good. Any other reminders as we approach this Medicare deadline?
I would say don't put it off. Don't put it off. December 7th is approaching and it's going to be here sooner than you realize. And I know that I've, in my own life, sometimes I'll see something, yeah, I need to take care of that. I have plenty of time. I'll get that done. And then I miss it. I miss the deadline. And so I'd encourage you, don't miss this deadline. Get your 2023 health coverage plans in place now, and you can feel good about the year coming up.
So go ahead and be proactive. And if people need to book an appointment, what's the best way to do that?
Call us 620-331-8800 and just get on our calendar. We can do a phone appointment or we can do it in person. People tend to prefer in person, but we also do it over the phone as well.
Great. That's all good stuff. So we got a lot more to talk with Charles, but how about we take a quick break and we'll return with more here on Ask the Experts.
Thank you.
All right, 822 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank. And Charles, we've had Black Friday, we've had Small Business Saturday, we are now in the midst of Cyber Monday, which lots of people here at the station are excited about. So it's hard not to think about money at this Christmas time. So what does that mean for, you know, people in retirement?
So money, they say money isn't everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. It's as far as when it comes to the necessity of life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you think it's not necessary, just try to do without it completely.
Yeah, try to do a barter system sort of thing and see how far that gets you.
That's right. That's right. And so money in this, as long as we're in this world, is always going to be a part of our lives. And we're always trying to figure out how to maybe better protect it, more wisely spend it. And we help people as they're approaching retirement or in retirement think about better protecting their money and getting a reasonable rate of return. And we believe that your money should be, you should have guarantees in place, especially for that money that you can't afford to lose. And there's always that portion of money that if this money's not here any longer, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping tonight. You know, my comfort level is going to go way down. And so for that portion of money, that's what we specialize in. And we don't have anything where you have variables where you can be losing money or your money can be going down. We have accounts that are guaranteed and protected. And that's so important in all of this volatility in the world that we live in right now to have sort of a base of knowing where your money's going to be at.
Sure. I mean, because people, when they retire, they want to be able to sleep easy at night knowing that they have enough, you know, money still in the bank and in investments and everything. Yeah, it's the last thing we do, you know, after your retirement. You want to stop worrying about all that stuff.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy your retirement.
Yeah. And it's fun chasing gains when you're younger and you see a big 28% return on a statement. And then you see, you know, 29% loss. You know,
right?
You ride this roller coaster
up and
down.
You can afford to lose that younger.
Right. But in your retirement years, you don't ride the roller coasters like you used to. And the financial roller coaster is even worse sometimes than the actual roller coaster because you seeing your life savings just go up and down. And so our belief is that money should be protected and secure and guaranteed. So you know it's going to be there for you in your lifetime. If you need it in your lifetime, or if you don't, your spouse or your kids.
Sure, of course. And I know it's just like we said, it's this time of year, people always, you know, feeling that pressure and of you know, money can be tighter sometimes. People feel obligated to give all these gifts. But, you know, just like we try to remember the reason for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think it all goes hand in hand with stewardship.
That's right. That's right. We're going to give an account for how we handle what we've been given. And sometimes there's this pressure to conform and go all out and spend on all these crazy things. But at the end of the day, we have to give an answer for how we take care of our funds.
Of course. Well, Charles, if people have any questions on anything we've talked about today, be it retirement, being some kind of financial planning, that sort of thing, where can we find you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from what used to be Newton's True Value's Waters Value Hardware now. And we have also have offices in Howard, Sedan, and Coffeyville. Phone number 620-331-8800. You can also text your name and your email address to that number to receive our newsletter. So it goes out the first week of every month.
Excellent. Well, Charles, always a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting again on Friday when we have you back.
Hey, thank you, James. I really appreciate it. Have
a
great day.
Yeah, you have a good week. We'll be right back. We got some students from Field Kinley on the way here on the Mighty 690.